So, if you'll turn and look at me, it helps me tell the story. If I see your faces, helps me a lot, actually. A long, long time ago, when I was studying to be a pastor, I lived a long way away in a place called Chicago, and I lived in a great big building that had lots of apartments in it and lots of people living there. And in the basement of that building was several washing machines, a place where you could wash your clothes, several washing machines and several dryers. So one day I went down to wash my clothes, and as I was getting them out of the dryer, I heard, meow, meow. I thought, there's a cat in here somewhere. I was pretty bright, see? I was in graduate school already. So I went looking for the cat, and sure enough, there was this lean, skinny-looking cat, except for her belly. Her belly was kind of distended and rounded, but she seemed friendly enough. I petted her a little bit, and as soon as I started petting her, she climbed up on my shoulders. I thought, this may be my cat. So I asked around to see if any of the folks in the apartments happened to be missing a cat, if they knew of anyone who had lost one. Had not heard from anyone that they had lost a cat. Well, I took her to, I named her Teeny, because she was pretty teeny, and took her to the veterinarian to get her checked out. The veterinarian helped her in several ways and informed me that she was going to have kittens. That's why her belly was kind of rounded. Well, one evening, I had fixed a box with some towels in a closet in this little apartment, and one evening, I heard her meowing in there, and throughout the evening, I got to watch her give birth to six kittens. Now, two were kind of whitish-colored. One looked like a seal point Siamese. Two were black with sort of tabby markings, and two were orange with tabby markings. So she was into diversity. She had a wide variety of kittens, let me tell you. And I watched as she cleaned them up and they started to nurse. And I watched them as they were able to nurse and then finally be independent enough they could eat their own cat food. And I thought, you know, I will never be a mother, but I can learn a lot from this creature and her care, and her mothering. Now, one of those became my longtime friend, one of those kittens. I named him Spanky. He lived 18 years, and at that time, he probably was my friend longer than just about anybody I had known except my parents. But I think if we look around at creation, we learn a lot from other creatures. Now, today is Mother's Day, right? And mothers always want all the kids at home. Whether it's Mother's Day or Thanksgiving or Christmas, it's their desire to have all their children around them. In many ways, just like Teeny wanted all of her kittens there to be taken care of. Well, in the story you just heard Davis read, God is like that mother because God makes an agreement, not just with human beings, no, with all the creatures of the earth. God is like a mother who wants all the creatures to be gathered, wants all the creatures to know that they're loved, wants all the creatures to know that God is looking out for them. And so, as you hear me talk more about it, and as you celebrate Mother's Day, which I assume you will do, then you can think about how God is like that mother who wants all of us nearby. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for loving us. We thank you that you want us all near you, no matter what we've done, no matter where we've been. We thank you that you have loved not just us, but that you have loved all of your creation, everything that you have made. Help us to love everything that you have made as well. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you all for coming down.